You're listening to SBS News.
No to Taliban!
No to Taliban!
No to Talibanism!
No to Taliban!
In Oslo, outside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the sentiment is clear. This crowd of around 200 protesters, most Afghan expats, are far from impressed that representatives of the Taliban are being hosted in this city. Here is protester Mina Rafiq.
For us, it's like saying yes to Taliban. That Norway want to say yes to Taliban and their government, which is not good. And we want to say no to Taliban, no to Talibanism, and no to Talib supporters. Norway is a Talib supporter, a terrorist supporter.
The delegation, led by Kabul's acting foreign minister Amir Khan Mataki, is being housed at a hotel in the mountains far above the Norwegian capital. They're holding 3 days of talks with government officials from Western nations and Afghan civil society representatives. It's the first time the Taliban has held official meetings in Europe. The first day will see representatives meet with women's rights advocates and pro-human rights groups from Afghanistan and the diaspora. Shafiullah Azam, the Taliban's Vice Director for Economic Cooperation at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says the talks are a way for the new Afghan government to overcome its isolation and take its place in the world.
This type of invitation and communication will help European community, US or many other countries to erase the wrong picture of the Afghan government.
Among subjects on the agenda is the release of around $10 billion US dollars worth of assets frozen by the West, amid concerns a new Taliban government would repress human rights and the rights of women. Mr. Azam says the Taliban also wants to restart postponed humanitarian projects funded by Western institutions like the EU, the Asian Development Bank and the World Bank.
Projects were for ordinary Afghans. Ordinary Afghans were beneficiary among them. So we will request them to restart these projects and help Afghan economy, which is now in a leverage of collapse.
Following the collapse of the former government and the restrictions to aid caused by Western sanctions, the living conditions of ordinary Afghans have plummeted. The economy risks collapse, while drought has led to fears of a widespread famine that could kill thousands. Earlier in January, the United Nations warned 22 million people in the country faced acute hunger as it launched its largest ever aid humanitarian appeal. Aid groups say these Oslo talks are crucial to preventing a wider humanitarian catastrophe. Liv Jolseth is the Secretary General of the Norwegian Afghanistan Committee.
The kind of destiny of the Afghan people is at stake. My colleagues report every day about the humanitarian disaster that is playing out in the country. So currently there is this stalemate between the Taliban and the international community, and we really hope that we can now move further so that we can find solutions to the very, very dramatic and difficult situation in Afghanistan.
She is optimistic these talks could lead to progress on the issue of women's education, which the Taliban has long opposed.
I really hope that we can get a statement to the girls of Afghanistan so that they can go back to school when the schools open again in March. So that's the very minimum that we can expect. But most importantly is to have a process in place so that there can be a dialogue, not only between Taliban and the international community, but also between the Taliban and civil society in Afghanistan.
But members of the Afghan diaspora remain skeptical. Protester Ahmed Yazir says the Taliban are yet to prove their claims that they are more moderate in their views than 20 years ago.
We have families in Afghanistan, we have friends there, and they are telling us that, no, they haven't changed. So they are as brutal as they were in 2001 and before.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.